She's just a girl and she's on fire. Fantasy.
I am woman. And this is Cassandra Lee.
Hey, what's up, guys? Cassandra Lee here. I am woman. Welcome to the I Am Woman show. I'm excited to have you all here. Man, oh man, this is episode 2. You know, the first episode was obviously last week, and you know, if you're watching this, just welcome, you know, welcome. If this is your first time to the I Am Woman show, I'm so glad you're here. If this is your first time listening in, you have to make it to the live show. It's every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern at iamwoman.thecassandralee, right? Cassandra spelled with a K with and two S's, and Lee, like Bruce Lee, L-E-E, right? Man, I am just so excited to have you guys in on the show. The topic of tonight's show is you don't have time, right? You don't have time. You don't have time. This is going to be a very interesting show because, you know, I'm gonna share very, you know, recent things that has happened this past weekend in particular. And I'm going to wrap it all together so you understand why I called the episode today, You Don't Have Time. This is very, very important. You know, when I was younger, I've always envisioned myself being at a certain, acting a certain way, being a certain way in my womanhood, okay? I envisioned myself being almost like, you know, like a star. And that almost may sound like cliche, right? You know, but being a star. Right? And all of my life, you know, that's what I was told. You know, I was told, you know, things like from people that I knew, people I didn't know, people in family, you know, whatever it was. But a lot of the times it was told, you know, you're going to turn Hollywood upside down, or man, you're a star, or you're going to be so big, right? And then the most recent one that I hold deeply to is right about a year before my grandmother passed away. It's going to be a year this Christmas Eve. This Christmas Eve, my grandma passed away last Christmas Eve, right? And about a year before she passed, I remember going to see her at the home she was in. You know, she had Alzheimer's. And, you know, I spent a lot of time with her growing up, you know. I was told that I was the most like her, you know, very energetic and vibrant, you know, making the room come to life. And I went to see her and I began to see how she was slowly forgetting my name, you know, forgetting how to even speak English, how to talk, period. And it was very difficult to watch happen before my eyes. And I remember going in to see her. And at this point, she had forgotten all English and Spanish, practically. Now she was talking like a baby. You know, so we're there, and we walk in, and you can tell she recognized us, but didn't know who we were or why she even loved us. It was kind of like, oh, right? Like, she couldn't talk English, right? She couldn't talk, so it was just baby sounds. And I gave her a big hug, and it was us and like a whole bunch of her grandkids. So a lot of my cousins. And she went up to each one of us and said something special. At least I think, I don't know. So she'll go up to my cousin and she would say something, and then she would go to the next one and say something, and then she was just making her way around as if she was letting us know her last thoughts before she was leaving, right? Before she was totally unfunctionable, right? Before she lost all functioning of mobility and anything, right? Because when she passed, she was just a body. Like, she couldn't do anything. She couldn't even eat, right? It's like her whole body forgot how to be a human, you know? And so she came to me and she started talking like a baby. And in the middle of her talking like a baby, she said, tú eres una estrella, right? Tú eres una estrella, which is, you're a star. So she went like baby, 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 tú eres una estrella, and then baby words. And I was like, what? Like she just spoke. Like she spoke. And as I was about to say, what did you just say? She was completely gone again. But I held that moment because I felt like she wanted me to hear that. And, you know, this past weekend, my sister says, Cassie, can we watch a movie? Can we watch the Selena movie? She's 19, right? She's about to be 19. And I sit down with her and we begin to watch my favorite movie of all time. When I was a kid, I thought it was only a movie. I didn't realize it was a true story until I watched it about 15 times. And then I saw that the video, right, the VHS that it came with had postcards of the real person. And I was like, and I looked and I was just like, wow, like this is Selena. This is Selena, right? I don't remember my thought process too much if I knew she was alive or not. But I just remember being in awe of her. And as I got older, I began to watch the movie. Like, I was obsessed with that movie. Like, I'd watch that movie all the time. And then I realized, like, wow, man, she died, you know? And, you know, this woman killed her, right? Like, I began to understand the story. Hadn't watched it in years, okay? I haven't talked about Selena in years. Just my sister brought it up, and I said, sure, let's watch it. And as I'm watching this movie of her life, I'm beginning to get like these trigger mechanisms, okay? And a trigger mechanism is all it is like, you know, when you walk into a room and you smell something and it like reminds you of a smell of your childhood, right? Or you go somewhere and you see like a visual of something and you're like, I've been here before, you know? Those are trigger mechanisms, you know, things that trigger something, okay? And I see a scene when Selena's on the top of her roof as a little girl. She's about 9 years old. And her sister comes up and says, Selena, what are you doing here? And she's like, I'm looking at the moon. And I'm dreaming. And she's like, of what? And she says to her sister, and she goes, you know, how did it feel? Like, didn't it feel amazing when all those people clapped? And she was talking about a moment when they were singing on stage at the restaurant. And the sister was like, yeah, I've never seen so many smiles on people's faces. And Selena said, it's like when I'm on stage, I can feel everyone. When I'm on stage, I feel like I can be anything. And I remember that scene so clearly because that triggered something so deep within me to say, I am going to be whatever I want to be. I remember replaying that scene in my own life. Like I would go outside and look at the moon and do the same thing. Let me dream too. I'd dream. I'd look at the stars and just dream and just envision a life of love and peace and joy and being this person who can help bring that peace and joy to. And it triggered it, almost as if I had forgotten that I dreamt that. Like it reawakened it in me. So I'm watching the movie as it goes along, and it hits me that this woman died when she was 23. I never realized that growing up. I thought she was older, you know? I didn't know she was 23. I'm 23. This woman died at 23. And after the movie of her life, I start researching it. Like, I want to know more, right? I wanted to know more what the husband felt like, what the mom and dad felt like what was going on, you know, things that the movie didn't portray. And I watched this interview of the husband, and it says, you know, that he didn't realize the magnitude of lives that Selena touched until after she died. And it made me realize that she has done so much in this world in a small amount of time. Just so small. And I realized I'm behind. We don't have time. You don't have time. It hurt having this realization, because I'm 23, and even though it's young, I haven't done what she's done, right? I haven't touched nearly the amount of lives that she has. And I don't have time. And sometimes we fall under this deception that we have more than enough time, that there's so much time. There's so much time. And there isn't. I mean, if Selena knew that she was going to die at the age of 23, it's almost as if she did know, right? Like, it's almost as if she did know. Like she moved with so much urgency to get this dream that she had at 9 years old when she's looking up at the moon, of how she feels like she can be anything and how she can feel everyone. And says that she wants to be that light for them, you know? It's almost as if she moved with every single day with that urgency to make the biggest impact she can possibly make before she dies. It's as if she moved with that urgency, and she really didn't. No one knew she was gonna die, right? She didn't know she was gonna die. You don't know when you're gonna die. But we're not taking every day with that urgency. Like, I mean, seriously, maybe you don't want, you know, this big life that does so much to this world or touches this world. But what about for you? Is there anything that you've always saw yourself doing, being like, having before you died? What if you died tomorrow? We don't have time. There's so much we need to do with now. And every now that's given to us, every now that's given to us, we must do something with it. Something epic. Something powerful. We have to use this now for a better tomorrow. We don't have time. This is the I Am Woman show, guys. I'm here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and I love it. So far, I am loving this show. I want to know if you've been to the first episode, if this is your first one. I want to know if it's doing anything to you. Is it doing anything to you? Is it waking you up? Is it pushing something? Is it igniting something in you? I want to know. If you see this banner right over there, it says, "Grab your blueprint to freedom." That's exactly the same blueprint I've used, you know, to get to a lifestyle of total freedom. I mean, I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. Like, I really can. It's the best feeling in the world. I want to give you that same opportunity to be able to do what you want when you want. Because let me ask you something. if you had more time, right? Because you don't have time. But if you had more time, would you be able to do some of the things that you've wanted to do? Possibly, right? Would you be able to impact more lives? Yeah. Get more accomplished. Absolutely. So if I can show you a way to develop not only financial freedom, but time freedom, so you can pursue those things, grab that blueprint to freedom, man. I want to give it to you. If you're listening to the recording, you got to get to the I Am Woman show live, okay? It's iamwoman.thecassandralee.com. Guys, you don't have time. If there's anything that you can get out of today's episode, it's to do whatever it takes with the now that is handed to you. It's to pursue and push forward no matter what. I want to touch as many lives or more than what Selena has done at such a young age of 23. Do you realize that there are people's lives who are desiring to change or transform, but are waiting to hear the words that come out of your mouth, waiting to see the talents and gifts that you have for that transformation to ignite? By you not taking the now, today, with that urgency, you're prolonging the lives of others from reaching their transformation and potential. This weekend, watching that movie made me realize I'm late. I'm late. This woman impacted the world at the age of 23, and then her life was taken from her. At the age of 23. Some of you are 23 like me. Maybe you're younger. Maybe you're older. And I don't care if you're younger, older, or the same age. You don't have time. You need to operate your life with urgency. Because tomorrow isn't promised, you have to use what you have now. So effective to leave that impact. What do you want people to remember you as? What do you want them to say about you? What do you want people to say at your funeral about who you were? Now, if you were to die right now, would they say that? So every day that you're given, you need to use each moment, each one, to get you closer to being able to have them say those things. I don't know about you, but I know that there's a world out there that's hurting. There's a world out there that needs to hear what I have to say. There's a world out there that is in pain, and that if I can only be just a smidget of joy in their life, if I can only be that beacon of light that God is through me, if I can only show them what a little piece of what God has done in my life, a little piece of that joy, I would feel like my life was worth living. Why live this earth to fulfill nothing? Why walk this earth to fulfill no role in society, in this world? Why just be a body taking up space when we can do something to the people around us, to yourself. And then hope that it spreads to more. Some of you only want to just affect your little vicinity, and that's fine. I'm not telling you have to change the world. I'm not here to change the world, man. I'm here to show the world what's possible in me. Because if there's anyone out there who wants and wishes to have more, that if they see me reach that level, they might see that it's possible. That's all. That's all I want to do. I know that there are so many dormant dreams inside so many people. There's a quote that says, the richest place in the world is the cemetery, because there's so many dreams that die with these people. I know that there's so many dormant dreams that seem to be fantasies, and to me, that's painful. I do not like to know that there's people out there thinking that the things that are actually possible are impossible to them. I don't want to change the world. I just want to be able to show that things are possible. I feel like if you have a dream, a vision, man, God placed that dream and vision in you for a reason. You need to make that dream and vision come to life for yourself, for your future family, for your family now, for the world. You have to do it. You don't have time. What are you waiting for? We operate in such a sluggish fashion. Oh, but I'll do it tomorrow. Man, you don't know if tomorrow's going to be there. What are you going to do with now? Like, you don't get it. Maybe you do. Like, Selena died at the age of 23. I'm sure she wanted to live longer so she could do more, give more, touch more. And here we are with the life, granted the life she didn't have. She got cut off. Right? And we're doing nothing. We can do more. With the time that we have, we can do more. What are we waiting for? I hope you're getting this, because if there's anything I want to start in you, is a movement of people, of women, of men, to do more, to help more, to reach more, to touch more, because this world needs it. They need to hear you. They need to see you. I want you to start being the person you've always envisioned now. Don't wait later, because you don't even know if it's going to come. You don't have time. The time is now. This is Cassandra Lee at the I Am Woman Show. I'm here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. I love you guys so much. And I need to know if this meant anything to you. If there is one thing that you took away from this show, from this segment, from this episode, I need you to put it in the comments below. I need you to either message me on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter, something. I want to know. I love you guys so much. I'll be here again next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You guys rock. You're awesome. Again, I love you. Have a great night. You don't have time. Move with urgency. The time is now. Do something with it.